This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi. So it's rather late. I'm up doing overtime. My name's Lisa. I'm calling in to tell, you know, I guess it's a couple of stories, but they're sort of connected. So I'll just get right into it. It was late November of 1998. I'm 8 years old, living in Maryland at the time. My grandmother had come over to see us from Germany. I hadn't seen her in over 2 years since we had come to the States. And it was really awesome, you know, that we got to see her. It was really awesome. She went back home after her birthday in January. It was January 1st, and New Year's was her birthday. I'm very sorry. I'm really all over the place with this. So she went home, and she had to have surgery. There was thyroid cancer, and so she had surgery. There were complications. She ended up with a trach. There were complications with the trach, and unfortunately, she did pass away. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was February 17th, 99, when she died. That very same night, so just kind of want to preface this with, we never had the money to go actually see her one last time. We couldn't be there for, you know, to see the body. We weren't able to attend the funeral, nothing. So there was really no closure for the brain, if you know what I mean. And so some people might want to argue that everything that occurred possibly was a trauma response. But I'm sorry, it really didn't fucking feel like it, okay? It scared the shit out of me. That very same night, I had gotten up in the middle of the night because I had to go pee, I had to go to the bathroom. And so if you picture the hall upstairs, you know, when you come to the top of the stairs, you know, directly ahead of you is the bathroom. And then down the hall on either side of the bathroom were bedrooms. One was just my mom and dad's master bedroom, and the other side was my bedroom and my sister Sarah's bedroom at the time. And, you know, we go to the restroom. We don't close the door. We're kids, you know. So I'm sitting there, you know, just doing my business, and I'm rubbing my eyes because I'm tired. You know, my eyes are itchy, whatever. And I look up, and I'm looking into the hallway, into the direction that it goes to my parents' bedroom. And I see my grandmother standing in the hallway. And it was almost as if she smiled at me. She was wearing one of her nightgowns. She wears these like little floral, like they've got a little floral pattern on it, but they're like these long-sleeved, long nightgowns. And she's got like this, she's sort of transparent and a little like this like yellowish tone to her, like almost like she was glowing. It was very strange. I remember being frozen. I could not think of anything. I could not hear anything. I could not speak. I could not move. I couldn't do anything. I was frozen. And then I blinked suddenly, and she was gone. And it was like, all of a sudden, you know, I can hear her again, yada, yada. But I am scared to death. Oh, my goodness. And so when I tell you that, like, from that age on till about 16 years old, I was so scared that I would sleep with every light on in my room every night without fail, because that's how terrified I was. I really couldn't handle it. And then I'm not sure how long after, I was outside with my sister. We were waiting for the school bus, I believe. I think we had just come home from school, actually. Yeah, we had just come home from school. We were just dropped off by the bus. We were walking home. And as we're making it to the front of our house and we're waiting to be let in, I'm looking, you know, watching, the, you know, my neighbors and, you know, the cars and stuff that are parked across, you know, in front of the curb. My neighbor comes out of their house. She gets in her car. And in the back of the car is my grandmother. My grandmother is sitting in the back of the car, like she's just along for the ride. She was in the car before the neighbor got in. The neighbor got in the car, and it was like the neighbor didn't even notice anything. And then she drove off. And that was the last time I ever saw my grandmother. Now, that wasn't the only stuff that really happened. My mom, you know, understandably was going through so much. You know, the loss of her mother, it was pretty bad. It her grief never really got much better. I feel like her life was forever horribly changed by losing her mom. And at the time, I don't really know why, but my mother had reached out to some psychics, you know, those like 1-900 numbers back in the 90s. And there was this one, like they had made many calls, her and my dad, they had, you know, sat and did several calls. And their very last call, the lady on the phone, she was telling my mom that there was something really important she had to tell her, and it had something to do with this chair that my grandmother has, or had, rather. This chair was like my grandma's favorite chair. It was like, that was her chair, you know? And the psychic, I suppose, she was saying that, you know, I have something really important to tell you. She really, you know, she was making it sound like she shouldn't be telling her this, but she needed to. And then suddenly the line went dead before she could even say whatever it was. And my mother tried calling back and the numbers disconnected. Now, if that's not creepy enough, they never got a single bill for any of those calls. And if you know, those calls are not cheap. You know, once you use up your couple of minutes free time or whatever, it's expensive. They didn't see a single bill. It makes absolutely no sense. There have been a few things over the years that have happened that really just can't be explained by science or medical information, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, those are for, I'll call in at a later time for those things. I just think this was probably the most, you know, like impactful thing that occurred. I wish I could see my grandmother today. I wish she would pay me a visit. It would be cool. Although I'm terrified beyond anything at the idea of actually witnessing something like that. It's a very strange limbo to be in. So anyway, I hope you guys like this story. And I will call back in at a later time with some other weird things that have occurred. Y'all have a great night. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.